path. Brivich opted to die, had opted to suffer assault on every cell in his brain and surrounding tissue, but knowing that, no matter what the consequences for his physical body, his essence would remain, captured for eternity, and, at last, recorded in a form which could not be erased by anything as trivial as assassination or war. Part of him had made it, but not the part we were looking at. "If you're going to die," I said, "if you accept that it's inevitable, and that you must have known this would happen before the scan, why didn't you just die in the scan?"
"I did," Brivich said, "by at least a dozen medical criteria which would satisfy courts of law in other systems. But I also knew that Refuge's machines could bring me back to life, albeit transiently."
"You could have waited," Quirrenbach said, "another few days, and they could have matched your medicine requirements perfectly." Brivich's bony shoulders moved beneath the quilt, a shrug.
"But then I would have been forced to accept a less accurate scan in order to give the medicines a chance to function. It wouldn't have been me."
"I don't suppose Tanner's arrival had anything to do with it?" I asked. Brivich seemed to find that amusing, the curve of his smile increasing minutely. Soon, I thought, we would all see the real smile beneath his face, the one written in bone. He could not have very long left now.
"Tanner made my choice rather easier," Brivich said. "I won't dignify him with any influence on my circumstances beyond that."
"Where is he?" Chantrell asked.
"He's here," the withered creature in the chair said. "He's been here, in Refuge, for more than a day. We haven't met yet, though."
"You haven't met?" I shook my head. "What the hell's he been up to since he arrived, in that case? And what about the woman with him?"
"Tanner underestimated my influence here," Brivich said. "Not just here in Refuge, but in the vicinity of Yellowstone as a whole. You did too, didn't you?"
"Forget me. Let's talk about Tanner. He's a much more interesting subject." Brivich's fingers caressed the edge of the quilt. One hand remained entirely concealed beneath it, assuming there was another hand. I tried to reconcile this apparition with the young aristocrat I had been following, but there was nothing they seemed to have in common. The machine even stripped Brivich of his Sky's Edge accent.
"Tanner came to Refuge intending to kill me," he said, "but his main reason for coming here was to draw you from the shadows."
"You think I don't know that?"
"I'm rather surprised you came, put it like that."
"Tanner and I have unfinished business."
"Such as?"
"I can't let him kill you, even as an incidental detail. You don't deserve it. You acted in revenge, stupidly even, but not dishonorably." The head canted forward again, this time in mute acknowledgement of what I had just said.
"If Kawea hadn't tried to ambush my squad, Gita would never have died. And he deserved worse than he got."
The eyeless sockets lifted to me, as if some reflex demanded that he look in the direction of whoever he was addressing, even though his vision was undoubtedly being relayed from some hidden camera situated in the chair. Brivich said,
"But of course, it's you I'm talking to, isn't it? Or do you still pretend otherwise?"
"I don't pretend anything. I'm just not Kawea. Not anymore. Kawea died the day he stole Tanner's memories. What's left is someone else. Someone who didn't exist before." An eyebrow raised above one of the enucleated sockets.
"A better man?"
Gita asked me.